Hello and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to speak to you about emotional attunement. Emotional attunement refers to the ability to understand and respond to the emotional states of others. The term emotional attunement was not coined by a single individual, but has its roots in psychology and is often associated with the work of Dr. John Bowlby and Dr. Mary Ainsworth, who are known for their research in attachment theory. If you haven't listened to my episode on attachment theory, please make sure you do. The concept of attuning to another's emotional state has been further developed and popularized by Dr. Daniel Siegel. Dr. Siegel, a clinical professor of psychiatry at the UCLA School of Medicine and the founding co-director of the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA, has extensively explored the concept of emotional attunement within the context of interpersonal neurobiology. He describes emotional attunement as the process by which people tune into each other's emotional states, fostering empathy, understanding, and deep connection. This concept is particularly emphasized in his works on parenting, where he discusses the importance of parents being attuned to their children's emotional needs to support their emotional and psychological development. Further, emotional attunement is a key component of secure attachment relationships, where caregivers respond to a child's emotional cues in a sensitive and appropriate manner, helping the child regulate their emotions and feel understood. This concept has been expanded beyond parent-child relationships to include adult romantic relationships, friendships, and therapeutic relationships, highlighting its importance in a wide range of social interactions. Essentially, emotional attunement involves tuning into someone's emotions, recognizing subtle cues, and responding in a way that shows you understand and care. It plays a significant role in building emotional intimacy, understanding, trust, and effective communication between partners. At its heart, emotional attunement is about connecting with others on a deeply emotional level. It is the ability to sense, understand, and respond appropriately to what others are feeling. It is not only hearing what someone else is saying, but also tuning into the emotions behind the words. For example, your partner may say that everything is fine, but if you look closely, they may have said this in a flat and unhappy tone, or their body language may be closed off and avoidant. If you were emotionally attuned to your partner, you would realize they are actually not fine. Being emotionally attuned to your partner allows you to successfully navigate challenges that may come up in your relationship. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies may have a difficult time with emotional attunement. Emotional attunement requires the ability to be aware of, understand, and respond to the emotions of others in a sensitive and appropriate manner. It involves empathy, active listening, and the capacity to recognize and validate someone else's emotional state. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies may find it challenging to engage in emotional attunement, primarily because they tend to prioritize their own needs and feelings over those of their partners. This self-centric approach can significantly impair their ability to perceive and respond to the emotions of others. For someone with narcissistic traits, their own experiences, desires, and emotions frequently take center stage, leaving little room for the consideration of others' emotional states. This focus on self can lead to a diminished capacity for empathy, a critical component of emotional attunement. Empathy involves not just recognizing and understanding the feelings of others, but also sharing in those feelings. When individuals are overly absorbed with their own emotional world, they may not only miss the subtle cues that indicate how others are feeling, but may also lack the interest or motivation to engage with these cues in a meaningful way. As a result of being overly occupied with your own emotional needs, this may lead you to respond inappropriately or insufficiently to the emotional needs of others. Instead of offering support, understanding, or compassion, without realizing it, your reaction may be dismissive or self-referential. What I mean by self-referential is that you may focus conversations around yourself and interpret events primarily in terms of your experience, rather than acknowledge and engage with the other person's unique feelings and viewpoints. Essentially, you may be unable to see beyond your own frame of reference. By not realizing you are engaging in this behavior, you are creating barriers to forming deep and genuine connections with others. Your tendency to focus on your own needs and feelings can overshadow your ability to engage with and respond to the emotions of others. As a result, you may find that you struggle to achieve emotional attunement with others, which may have a negative impact on building and maintaining interpersonal relationships. I realize that this may be difficult to hear. I want to take a moment to commend you for being here and doing the work. It is not easy to look at behaviors that may be having a negative impact on our lives and realize that we are exhibiting them. I want you to know that you are worthy of change and growth. Keep working on yourself. Life really is a journey, and each step you take towards improving your life will only make the journey richer and more fulfilling. It is important to know that it is possible to learn and develop emotional attunement in a relationship by practicing active listening and empathetic communication. Engaging in active listening means listening not just to respond, but to truly understand. It's about being present, giving your full attention, and showing genuine interest in what the other person is feeling and saying. Empathetic communication involves acknowledging and validating the other person's feelings, even if you don't necessarily agree with them. It's about saying, "I see you, I hear you, and I'm here for you." You can also engage in activities that promote emotional connection, such as sharing feelings openly and working together to understand each other better. To do this, you must be willing to create a safe space for you and your partner, a space without resentment, unwarranted criticism, and a willingness to listen. Through practice and patience, you can learn to develop emotional intelligence and learn to be receptive to your partner's needs in order to nurture emotional attunement over time. In any relationship, whether it's a partner, a friend, or family member, being emotionally attuned is one of the ways we nurture intimacy, trust, and open, honest communication. By allowing yourself to express yourself authentically, you can build a sense of mutual understanding, trust, and vulnerability, which will enhance closeness in your relationships. When you are truly attuned to someone's emotions, you can support them in a way that is both meaningful and affirming. Remember, emotional attunement can be learned with practice and patience. It is not a fixed trait that you are born with. It is a skill that you can develop over time. Consider too the role of emotional intelligence in all of this. By understanding and managing our own emotions, we're better equipped to tune into the emotions of others. It's a journey of self-discovery that enhances our ability to connect on an emotional level. If you find that you are having difficulty finding emotional attunement with your partner, you may consider seeking help from a third party. Take a moment today to reflect on this concept of emotional attunement and its pivotal role in cultivating deeper, more meaningful connections with those around you. Whether it's within the context of parenting, romantic partnerships, or friendships, the essence of emotional attunement lies in our capacity to truly listen, empathize, and respond to the emotional needs of others. It's a journey that not only enriches our interactions, but also invites us to reflect on our own emotional world and how we engage with it. The path towards emotional attunement and improved relationships is a worthwhile process, filled with learning, growth, and the potential for profound connections. With patience, practice, and an open heart, the rewards can be life-changing. keep moving forward, and keep embracing the challenges and opportunities for growth with kindness and compassion. I hope this message finds you well today. And as always, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. And until next time, see you soon.